We're screaming for some medical assistance right now as we finally got some updates on a number of high-profile players in Fantasyland. And let's start off with Dez Bryant. He had surgery on a broken foot. He looks like he could be out a minimum of 4 weeks, but maybe as much as 8 weeks, Scott. I've been getting a lot of tweets from people saying, should I trade Dez for pennies on the dollar to get somebody that I can plug into my lineup? You know, guys like maybe a potentially a Keenan Allen or a mid-tiered running back. You know, would you take a deal for Dez knowing this kind of gray area on his timetable, or are you just going to wait it out?
I believe in Keenan Allen, so I think that's right about where the rubber meets the road for me. First of all, whenever I hear these timetables on long-term injuries, I always think high. When they say 4 to 6 to 8 weeks, I'm thinking it's probably 8 weeks. So this, if you believe in a four-week return for Dez Bryant, you probably believe in the Easter Bunny and all sorts of fairy tales. If you got off to a good start, if you're 1-0, if you feel like you have a strong team, if maybe you're in a league with deeper benches, it may be easier. This is, as all fantasy questions are, this is a very contextual question. But if you're in a league with shorter benches, maybe you're off to an 0-1 start, you had some other things, you didn't fall right in week one, something in the lines of a Keenan Allen I think would be very reasonable. If I had Dez Bryant, I don't. It's not by any design. I mean, he's a great player. I think everybody liked him. If I was in the right part of a draft, I easily could have drafted him. I just happened to like Julio Jones a little bit more. But, I mean, everybody loved Dez Bryant, so I feel bad for anybody who has this. But my advice would be look at it as a two-month injury. Do your diligence. See who's out there who may be a trading partner. If you can get somebody who's a very high-end receiver too, which I think Keenan Allen is, that's something I'd be very tempted to pull the trigger on.
Now, just for the record, I do believe that there is a pot of gold with a leprechaun waiting for me at the nearest bottom of a rainbow. But I agree with you there on Dez Bryant. I think, you know, it's going to be closer to the eight-week range and a player that, yeah, I might as well dangle him, see what bites. And if you get something serviceable in return, I think you got to take it because, you know, you probably spent a first-round pick on him. And at this point, unless you have incredible depth at the wide receiver position, you can ill afford to have a rough start and then count on him to try to pull you out. And there's no guarantee that he could be back even in 8 weeks. So I think that's sage advice on your part, Scott, to maybe shop him around and see what people are offering.